USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Officials say an airport service agent stole an empty plane, took off from SeaTac Airport in Seattle, and was chased by military jets before crashing into an island in the Puget Sound. Deborah Eckroat, Western Pacific Region Chief in the National Transportation Safety Board, explains how the agent was able to start the plane.
They don't necessarily use a key, so there's switches that they use to start the aircraft. So if the person has a basic understanding, from what I understand, he was support personnel, ground personnel, they probably do have at least a basic understanding on how to start the aircraft, but I don't know what his background is.
The crash of the Q400, described as a 76-seat aircraft designed for short trips, occurred because the pilot was doing stunts in air or lack of flying skills, according to law enforcement. Alaska Airlines says he was an employee who helped direct aircraft to gates and de-ice planes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.